Our weather for today, AccuWeather saying going to be a mix of sun and clouds for today. Expect a high of 48. Some areas of fog, and so just be aware if you're driving later on this evening that visibility could be reduced and increasing clouds down to about 42. Partly sunny and windy with a high of 52 for tomorrow. Right now we are at 39 degrees here in the center of the Jersey Cape. In beautiful Rio Grande, New Jersey. All right, as I've been talking about it, it is the first Tuesday of the month. We welcome you to 2026, and it is the first segment of the year for the Arc of Possibility. And this is to throw the focus on all the great things that the Arc of Cape May County is doing right here locally in our community. Real people, real potential here in Cape May County. And this morning, we have returning guest Melanie Collette, and we also have Tom Rotundi, who is the board president of the Arc of Cape May County. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's jump on into this. Tom, it's a new year, new possibilities. What does 2026 represent for the Arc of Cape May County?
So I'm so excited for 2026, and mainly for things like this, us being on the air. For the longest time, people thought the Arc of Cape May County was just a thrift shop. I mean, I've been on the board for a while, and it's still something that I hear. And the fact that we are on the air today, the fact that when we picked up Melanie Collette in our organization, it's a pivot. Because we need to get out into the community. We need to let people know what we do. We're not just a thrift shop. You know, we have 63 individuals to 70 individuals at any time living in the homes that we provide. We have hundreds of constituents that come to our day program. We're providing real opportunities for these individuals with intellectual disabilities and with developmental disabilities to live normal lives, to get out into our community and to have fun, not just sit behind a door. Watch TV. So the fact that Melanie is on our team now and she's out in the community, you know, letting people know who we are and what we're doing is a tremendous value to the ARC. And so I thank you for allowing us to be here, and I thank her for coming on board to be a part of the team.
Oh, our pleasure to be able to get the word out. But of course, a lot of people working on this, of course. Thank you to Melanie, because I know, you know, we all kind of got talking about this, and I know that Melanie came to us and said, look, we should get something on the air to feature everything that the ARC is doing, because this is very informative to find out about all of the things we want the community to understand, the resources that are here and available for them. So,
absolutely.
You know, before we talk about what's ahead, what momentum are you carrying into this new year?
So I can talk about this now, but a few years ago, the Arc of Cape May County wasn't on solid ground. Between the changes with the state and the way they were making reimbursements to nonprofits, a lot of nonprofits across the state combined. Some of them went out of business because of the way that the state was paying. And at the time, I wasn't the board president. Mike and Mitchelling, who is now our CEO, she was on the board, and we were concerned. And then about two years ago, we moved Mike into the CEO spot, and it was the best thing that happened to the Arc of Cape May County, because we went from, like I said, I can say this now, to an organization that was probably going to have to move on in a different direction that we're in now, and now we're thriving. We just bought the old Holy Redeemer building. We're expanding our services. Nice. We have wait lists for our homes. We have two homes coming on board. We just got certified for the one home. We'll be able to put four constituents in. And so the momentum, right now we're building out the Holy Redeemer building. We're gonna have all of our leadership in one building, and we're gonna be able to extend, well, our day program is to max capacity. So we're gonna be able to extend more people and bring more people in to help families.
That is super exciting.
And it's so true. And, you know, Tom talked about having me aboard and him now being the board president. And I appreciate your saying that. But these things don't happen. These movements and momentum doesn't happen unless you have a strong board, unless you have strong leadership. And strong leadership creates that stability, right? And also make sure that we have momentum going forward. And I think that's demonstrative of the expansion that you were just talking about.
Yeah, and again, Mike and coming on, bringing on people like Melanie, the staff that we have, it's like I'm on the board, I'm the board president, right? So we have the fundraiser once a year. Everyone gets to say, oh, look, Tom Rotundi is doing great things. But I do nothing for the ARC besides support them operationally. But it's the team on the inside, the people in the homes every day, the people in the day programs that are allowing these individuals, our constituents, to live normal lives, to be out in the community. And, you know, the day program is great. It gives families opportunities to drop their children off. They get to have a good time with other people in their atmosphere. And then we have job programs where we're training people who have the capacity to go out into our community and be a part of the community. So it's things like that. It's the people on the ground, Mike and Melanie. And I'd be remiss, the board is amazing. And we're doing a tremendous job. You know, through the pandemic, the fundraising fell off. But now we added, you know, Bobby Barr, who, I don't want to mention names, but Bobby Barr is, I was on council with Bobby Barr in Ocean City, and he came aboard. Bobby Barr, if you know Bobby Barr, is an amazing human being. He understands that program. And so adding people like Bobby Barr, having people like Dave Craig, who is the vice president of the board, his family, all that they do. I mean, Janine Cabrera came on. She's managing our properties from Cabrera Realty. I mean, there's so many good people on the board. The leadership and everything, it's fun to be a part of it and watch the turnaround because, like I said, we're in trouble. And now we're growing, we're expanding, and it's exciting. And I'm happy that we're here on the radio so people can understand what we're doing.
Yeah, it's exciting to hear how things are thriving now, which is great.
It is. And, you know, these boards are volunteer boards. These are people who are active in the community and donate their time because they care. And I do think that when people are donating money to the ARC or considering a sponsorship of some type, that one of the things that they need to know is that you have a strong board who is dedicated and really wants what's best for the community that we serve.
Yes. So you're listening to the ARC of Possibility. This is a monthly feature. We debuted it last month. But for listeners who may be new, maybe we can just kind of introduce them to what we're doing here. Give us the plain English version. Who do you serve and what do you do?
So, again, we have properties throughout the county. We have, I think, 14 homes at this point. I think it might be 15. And we're serving families in Cape May County who have children with intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities. So we have homes that they stay with us residentially, morning, noon, and night.
And they're adult children. I just want to make that clarification.
Adult children. I'm sorry. I say children, but adult children.
Right.
We have training programs for the individuals that can actually go out into the community. We have a day program where people can drop their adult children off, and you know they have different programs where you know they're not just sitting. Like I said, when I came aboard, I wanted to change the lives of individuals. I didn't want them sitting in their homes and behind closed doors watching TV. I wanted them to come out. I wanted them to be able to paint, draw, do all kinds of things. That's things that my children do and did when they were growing up. So,
well, social interaction is so important. I mean, it's all of us, huge. I think, can relate when we were in the pandemic and we all had to stay home. You realize just from that little time, it seemed like an eternity, right?
Yeah.
How important social interaction is, and it's great to hear that the ARC of Cape May County is encouraging that social interaction. I know a lot of people in the programs, they will get to do work and interact with people in public, which is a great thing. You know,
they do. And one of the things that I learned when I first came aboard, one of the things that I did was toured a few of the homes just to get the lay of the land, and I noticed that nobody was home. And I finally was like, why is there nobody home? And, you know, the residential director was like, well, they're not home all day. Like, they're out all day long. They're out and about. They're out in the community every single day unless they're sick. And those are the kinds of services and care that the ARC of Cape May County provides.
Yeah. And I kind of have two answers. I hope you don't mind me saying it.
No,
but
go ahead.
I want families to know, if you hear my voice and you're listening today and you have a loved one that has intellectual developmental disabilities and you want somewhere for them to go, the ARC of Cape May County is a good place to reach out to. And, you know, even if it's just a day program, respite, you know, we're here. Call us, reach out to us. I've talked to people like, I didn't know that this even existed. So I'm 100% over the top happy that we're actually doing this on the radio so people can understand what the ARC is. It's not just a thrift shop. And the other thing is, you know, as the board, we're charged with governance of the board, but we're also charged with raising money, right? And so our community partners, I have a list of them. I won't go through all of them or any of them because you don't want to leave anybody out. But we depend on our community partners. But here's the other thing. If you don't have money to give the ARC of Cape May County, you have intellectual capital. Feel free to volunteer your time. We have some board openings. If you want to come and, you know, interview and become a part of the board, please reach out. We're looking for people who have intellectual, you can either bring intellectual capital or capital. You got to be able to go out there and ask for money. I don't have a problem asking for money, right. Believe me. and so anytime that you can do something like that, like I said, I said this earlier, like we can't all be George Washington or anybody who leaves an indelible mark throughout history. But what we do on a day-to-day basis in our local communities can leave an indelible mark on one person. And if you can do that through your volunteering, your time, your intellectual capital, or your actual capital, you know, you're going to affect somebody's life in this lifetime.
I was going to say, I imagine sometimes you wouldn't even realize the amount of impact you're making on a person's life by just the small things.
It's huge.
But it is huge, and that's why this is so important. So at the conclusion, we'll make sure everybody knows how they can help and how they can participate, either financially or to volunteer. We're talking about the new year and the new year possibility. What does a new year possibility actually look like in 2026?
Well, again, for the board, it's raising money. It's bringing new people on. But for Cape May County, like I said, the Holy Redeemer building is a huge step in the other direction. Being able to open up new homes. We have a wait list. I mean, there's a wait list all over the state. And the beautiful part about Cape May, when the ARC of Cape May County is we're now one of the highest paid ARCs for our employees. Because if it was up to me, our state correctional officers, they're making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. The people that do the work in these ARCs all over the state, it's a tough job. It is not easy. These people are doing God's work. And, so to be able to raise the minimum wage for our employees, and then from there, it exponentially grows once you get out of training, and then you can start getting certs, and you can start bumping up. And so the pay is good. The job's rewarding. I mean, if you're looking for a job that's meaningful, like, it's a rewarding job. So the growth, the expansion, everything that's happening with the ARC is what's great going into 2026. The momentum we have, again, being on this show, letting people know what we're doing, the properties that we're picking up, the new building that we're building out, it's just, and I have to say, the elected officials in this county, not just on the county level, but the local, who, when we reach out to them and ask them for help, all these different things that are happening for the ARC now is allowing us to grow and the foundation is there. Now we're growing. Now we're excited.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, following up on that, Melanie, where does the community fit into this whole new year possibility?
So, like Tom talked about earlier, we have some community partners, and I share his sentiment that, we could spend a lot of time listing them all, but I don't want to miss anyone. But know that we absolutely appreciate you. And when the community shows up like that, it just opens up more possibilities. And as Tom said earlier, you can support the ARC in many ways. Of course, money is always welcomed. That always helps build the stability and the growth of our organization. If you have a business, which, Cape May County is full of entrepreneurs and people that own businesses, and you want to hire and be inclusive and hire some of our consumers, you can certainly do that. If you have activities that they possibly could do 1 or 2 days a week, it really helps build that intrinsic value for our consumers. And then engage with us. You show up to any events we have, volunteer, hit up our website, check out our website. There's all kinds of services and more information, and share our stuff on social media. Follow us on social media, share our stuff on social media. Getting the word out is super helpful. We're on Instagram at the ARC of Cape May. We're on Facebook at the ARC of Cape May County. And we're also on LinkedIn at the ARC of Cape May. So follow us. Share our stuff, talk to your friends about us and say, hey, would you like to make a donation? You can share an in-kind donation as well. Maybe you have a restaurant, maybe you own a store and you'd like to donate cups and plates and things for an event that we're having. We honestly will engage on any level to just put forward the care of our individuals and our consumers.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking the
Thank
time.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The ARC of Possibility, Real People and Real Potential in Cape May County. And we've been chatting with Board President Tom Rotundi and Melanie Collette with the messaging. And thank you so much for getting that message out. certainly appreciate that.
Thank you for having us,
guys.
Happy New Year.
And you can learn more once again and get involved at ARC, that's A-R-C, arcofcapemay.org. And join us again for the Arc of Possibility. It happens the first Tuesday of each month at 9:15 here on 98.7 The Coast, WCZT.
Your cooling system ready?
Thank you.